Find Your Dream Job, the podcast that helps you get hired, have the career you want, and make a difference in life. I'm your host, Mac Pritchard. I'm also the founder of MaxList. It's a job board in the Pacific Northwest that helps you find a fulfilling career. Every Wednesday, I talk to a different expert about the tools you need to get the work you want. Find Your Dream Job is brought to you by Top Resume. Top Resume has helped more than 400,000 professionals land more interviews and get hired faster. Get a free review of your resume today. Go to maxlist.org/top-resume. What's the best way to start a job search? For many candidates, the first and only step is to send as many applications as possible. Don't do this, says today's guest. You're making your job search harder and longer than it has to be. Steph Cartwright is here to talk about how to create and use a job search plan to get hired faster. She's the certified resume writer and job search strategist behind Off the Clock Resumes. Steph has helped hundreds of job seekers get unstuck and hired at companies where they love to work. She joins us from Spokane, Washington. Well, let's get going, Steph. Why do you need a job search plan?
It's funny. Often I have clients or job seekers reach out to me and they're so frustrated because they feel like they're doing all the right things. They feel like their resume is checking all the boxes, that the template that they've picked is perfect for getting through applicant tracking systems. But really, the sad truth is, in today's competitive job market, your resume alone isn't enough. I really like to have a really strong idea of hiring trends, recruiting best practices. So I follow annual surveys quite closely. I like to have data-driven information. And even though over 70% of companies use job boards, recruitment platforms for their hiring, you know, 70% are also relying on current employees to provide leads for potential hires. So, you know, if you just look at the numbers, yes, you need to apply for jobs online, but there are other ways to get your foot in the door besides just relying on your resume and online job applications.
So employers are relying on referrals from employees to identify candidates. How is a job search plan going to help you tap into that referral network?
Absolutely. You know, I think a lot of job seekers struggle to really conceptualize and visualize what their competition actually looks like. You know, if you look at, you know, the job search as a numbers game, which it really has become, you know, you're competing with not just those who are currently employed and searching for work actively and passively. You know, that's almost half of the workforce. You know, they're currently employed and they're searching actively, passively. But you're also competing against those who are unemployed, those who are retired, but trying to re-enter the workforce, career changers, industry shifters, remote global workers, college graduates. The competition is huge. And part of the competition now is a referral, or the people who work at the company that you want to work for and who they know. Those are sort of your secret competition that you don't always think about. And so often, you know, you hear the statement, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Well, it's both. And if you're thinking, well, I don't know anybody who works at the company that I want to work for, having a job search plan can actually help you become a referral, because you're doing more than just sending out an application and hoping and praying it gets a response.
So a job search plan's benefits include getting referrals, helping you stand out from your competitors. What are some of the other benefits of creating and using a job search plan?
You know, a job search plan is really all about utilizing multiple job search strategies, not just putting all of your eggs in one basket. One of those statistics that I absolutely love looking at is the percentage of those who apply through a job or apply for a job through a job board or a recruitment platform compared to the percentage that are applying and not hearing back from employers, or, you know, the term ghosted by employers. They're almost the same. You know, over almost 50%, you know, are applying online, and then a little over 50% are not hearing back from employers. So in order to stand out, you need to do more than just apply. So having a plan that utilizes multiple strategies is really going to help you get your foot in the door, because you're not just relying on that one application.
I want to dig into what those strategies are. But before we do that, Steph, Do most candidates, in your experience, have a job search plan?
No. The typical job search looks like updating their resume, whether that's downloading or buying a template, adding their most recent work history, maybe doing a little research on, you know, ATS, because that seems to be a big scary term that's out there for job seekers. Then they might take a peek at LinkedIn and, you know, either create a profile if they haven't had one, add their most recent job, and then they spend hours uploading their resume to job boards like Indeed, scrolling through job postings and applying. But really what they're doing is they're applying and then they're just sitting back and waiting. And we call this the spray and pray method of applying for a job, because you're just applying for any and everything you see, and then you're just sitting back and praying you get a response. That is what a typical job search looks like. And that is a job search without a job search plan.
What stops applicants from creating a job search plan?
It can be very overwhelming and feel like a lot of work. You know, it's one of those things where most job seekers are already employed. So they're already balancing their 9-to-5, their home responsibilities and obligations, and then they've got to take on this job search, which can be very time consuming, even a full-time job in itself. So the idea of doing more than just applying for jobs, more than just looking, scrolling, clicking, researching, and applying, it sounds very overwhelming and time consuming. And most people are already spread thin as it is.
And Steph, in your experience, is it overwhelming and time-consuming to create a job search plan, or will it save you time in the long run?
It doesn't have to be overwhelming or time-consuming. In fact, a successful job search plan can be implemented in as few as 20 to 30 minutes a day, a couple days a week, and it's going to show you more results in your job search.
And I think listeners will be surprised to hear that, and I want to talk more about it, but before we get there, what does a typical plan look like? Is this a binder with dozens of pages, or is this a one or two page document?
It really depends. You know, I've seen some clients or job seekers that really want to, you know, just tackle every strategy at once. Now, you really don't need to do that. You just need to implement a couple strategies into your plan. And I will talk a little bit more about the elements of a successful job search plan, and one of those being it needs to be easy to follow and accessible, meaning having it written down on a piece of paper as a list of things to do is one way to go about it. I also know a ton of people who prefer to keep things digital. So whether that's adding blocks of time to your calendar and adding notifications so that you're notified throughout the day of the time you need to spend on certain activities in your job search plan, that's a great tool. Or even using to-do lists or task management apps with notifications can also help make a job search plan easier to execute and less overwhelming.
Okay. Well, let's take a break. And when we come back in the second segment, I want to talk about how you put the plan together, what the most important elements are, and let's dig into those strategies that you've already touched on that a successful job search plan has. So stay with us. When we return, Steph Cartwright will continue to share her advice on how to create and use a job search plan to get hired faster. Even with a job search plan, you still need a great resume. Go to maxlist.org/topresume. The professional writers at Top Resume will review your resume for free. Go to maxlist.org/topresume. Get ideas you can use to make your resume better right away, or hire Top Resume to do it for you. Go to maxlist.org/topresume. Now, let's get back to the show. We're back in the MaxList studio. I'm talking with Steph Cartwright. She's the certified resume writer and job search strategist behind Off the Clock Resumes. Steph has helped hundreds of job seekers get unstuck and hired at companies where they love to work. She joins us from Spokane, Washington. Well, Steph, before the break, we were talking about how to create and use a job search plan to get hired faster. And we talked about the benefits of this approach and how it's not something many job seekers use. Instead, they turn to what you call the spray and pray method. Let's talk about how to put together a plan and how to use it. What's the best way to get started, Steph?
Yeah, I actually have what I call the three A's to a successful job search plan. And the first is that it needs to be actionable, meaning you need clear steps toward an end goal. It also needs to be accountable, meaning something that will allow you to set clear deadlines so that you don't get or stay stuck in that plan. And then, as I mentioned earlier, it needs to be accessible, meaning easy to follow and easy to keep top of mind. And that's where either having a document or an app or using your calendar on your phone with notifications or reminders can be really helpful so that it stays top of mind and it's easy for you to implement. Obviously, having something very complicated or intricate is going to be less likely to be continued. So what we're really trying to do is create, you know, a plan may sound a little bit bigger than it needs to be, but what we're trying to do is ultimately create habits that are going to become a part of just your annual career development plan or professional development plan.
So many candidates may approach job search by tracking outputs, the number of resumes sent out, for example, the number of informational interviews or the amount of time they spend in a job search. When you're working with your clients to organize this document and focus on those three A's and create something that is written that they can follow and hold themselves accountable to, what format do you recommend? And what are the most important elements of that plan?
Ultimately, it just depends on how you work best. You know, I kind of like to do a combination of a digital to-do list or task management app. And then I also like to have a visual, you know, weekly planner. So I utilize both. Some people are going to stick with a physical weekly planner no matter what. Other people are going to want to have some form of digital copy. I personally like to have a guide and then tailor it to my own schedule. And so sometimes that starts with a PDF or it starts with a document and then it becomes that tool that is going to help it stay top of mind.
And how does the plan help you decide how you're going to spend your time and which tasks you're going to focus on during the course of your job search? What do you recommend to your clients?
Yes. So this is where I really want to talk about those strategies. So there's multiple strategies that you can implement in a job search plan, apart from, you know, tailoring your resume and distributing it through job boards, applications. There's also networking, both online and offline, because really what you want to be able to do is extend your reach, whether that's in the field or industry you've always worked in or the new field or industry you're targeting. So networking could look like LinkedIn activities, whether it's as simple as interacting with those in your newsfeed, growing your network with others within your field or industry that you're targeting, whether that's through the companies you want to work for, professional associations that you are going to join and, you know, extend your reach that way. And that's also a great way to network offline as well. That's where, you know, I'm a huge proponent of joining professional associations. And they have so many resources for their members, just, you know, professional development, but also job search resources, mentorship opportunities, and networking events, both local and virtual. So that's a great way to expand your reach, both online and offline. There's also personal branding. So personal branding is, you know, it's one of those terms people get a little uncomfortable around. Really, all it is you're trying to boost your credibility by figuring out what do you want to be known for? What expertise do you want to be known for? And then how do you let the world know that that is your expertise? So whether this is sharing advice on LinkedIn or publishing articles in a blog, starting a podcast, there are so many different ways to share your knowledge with the world and establish yourself as a must-know expert. And then sharing that again through social media, whether it's just YouTube or LinkedIn or even Facebook, you know, there are so many different ways to brand yourself online. And really, the goal of that is to boost your credibility, but it's also to attract opportunities to you where maybe you're not actively job seeking, but there's a recruiter who sees what you're putting out there and they happen to have a client or work for a company and they need your skill set. Personal branding can really help you get your name out there.
At the start of the first segment, you talked about the importance of referrals in hiring and how a job search plan can help you create those referrals. And networking obviously does that, as does personal branding. What are the other elements of a job search plan that can help you create those kinds of referrals?
Yes. Employer targeting is by far my favorite and the most effective job search strategy. I call it a non-negotiable job search strategy. And what it is figuring out what your ideal employer looks like, and then figuring out, okay, which companies align with what my ideal employer looks like. Now, how can I get my foot in the door at that company? LinkedIn is a fantastic tool that actually allows you to go in and see all of the employees who have indicated they work at that company. You can then reach out to them, start networking with them, build relationships with them, talk about their projects that they're working on, some of the challenges the company's facing, position yourself as a potential solution. And that is a great way to become a referral when you don't know anybody who works at the companies you would like to work for.
Steph, why is identifying target employers a non-negotiable for you as a career coach?
Because most job seekers go about their job search starting looking at job titles. And yes, job fulfillment has a lot to do with the job you're holding itself. But more importantly, job fulfillment, career fulfillment is linked to the organization, the culture, the mission, vision, values, making sure all of those align with you personally. So making sure that, you know, the organization mission and vision aligns with your career goals or their values align with your personal values is going to give you a greater sense of fulfillment and really help you to enjoy what you're doing day to day in your job instead of just going to work and doing your time and waiting until you can get home. You know, actually having a job that fulfills you, that you look forward to, even if it's not every aspect of the job, but just some aspects that just make you feel like, okay, this is my purpose. This is rewarding for me. This is it for me.
Some listeners might struggle with putting together a list of target employers because they see so many choices out there. Do you have a recommendation for how big that list should be and why it should be that number?
I would say start with 10. Just to make it manageable. Also, you're going to find as you build out this list and you start trying to connect with the employees who work in those organizations, not everyone's going to respond. And not everybody is as active on LinkedIn as I'm encouraging you to be. So what you're going to find is maybe out of those 10 companies, you're really only able to get your foot in the door at a handful of them. So the more that you try, the more you grow your list, the more you reach out to more than just one person, but a handful of people within the organization, the more likely you are going to get your foot in the door and become a referral.
Some listeners might struggle with starting their job search plan. Is putting together a list of target employers, 10 or 15, a good place to start, do you think?
Absolutely. That's a fantastic place to start. Now, employer targeting can also transition into recruiter outreach. There are recruiters that work independently, but ultimately, reaching out to recruiters who work within the organizations that you're targeting is a very effective job search strategy. They may not have a job for you right now, but if they know you're interested, they know you're passionate about working for that organization, they are more likely to let you know when an opportunity is going to present itself that is a good match for you. Or I've even heard that through employer targeting and recruiter outreach, some job seekers are able to have positions created for them because the organizations, the hiring decision makers, they want your expertise. They want you in their organization. They may not have an opening right now that makes sense, but they want you and they will do what it takes to get you in the door.
So you've put together your plan. It has a list of target employers. It describes how you're going to approach networking, groups you might join or events you might attend. It lays out direction about how you're going to approach personal branding. Now you're ready to start putting it to work. And you said earlier, you can do this in a limited amount of time a day, perhaps as little as 30 minutes. I think listeners might be surprised to hear that. Tell us more about that and why less is more here.
Less is more, and your job search plan should become essentially part of your year-round development plan and even just weekly habits. And you may think that sounds strange, but think of how many times you open up your phone and you start scrolling through TikTok or Instagram Reels or Facebook or LinkedIn. You know, utilizing that time that you spend even on your mobile device for your job search plan can easily make those strategies become habits. So again, 30 minutes a day, not even every day, a few days a week. And that could look like 10 to 15 minutes of research. Maybe you're researching events, whether they're virtual job fairs or networking opportunities, researching those companies, the employees who work at those companies, those recruiters, putting together your list of targeted employers or people you want to reach out to, you know, 10 to 15 minutes of research. Then there's 10 to 15 minutes of outreach. So this is where that networking and especially following up consistently and variously, use different modes of follow-up. I think a lot of people find it really strange when I say a form of follow-up is just commenting on someone's LinkedIn profile or LinkedIn post that they recently put out there just to remind them top of mind, you know, you're networking with them, you're trying to build that relationship. That is a form of networking and follow-up. So 10 to 15 minutes of networking, follow-up, any form of outreach. Now, if you have some time, 5 to 10 minutes of branding, and maybe that's developing skills so that you can put out more content. And again, you're trying to boost your credibility, you might need to establish that credibility first and then share it with the world. 5 to 10 minutes, share a thoughtful comment on someone's LinkedIn newsfeed or post. Maybe that looks like putting together a poll or an article or some kind of post sharing advice. You know, 5 to 10 minutes if you have time throughout the week. So it really can be a short amount of time, a couple days a week, to put out more job search strategies than simply applying for jobs online.
Well, it's been a terrific conversation, Steph. Now tell us, what's next for you?
Yeah, I am in the process of building out a job search shop on my website. It's got resume templates, but most importantly, I have put together job search plans ranging from $15 to $25 a piece. And these are plans that talk a lot about the specific strategies we've talked about. I've got an recruiter outreach plan, employer targeting plan, follow-up plan with additional tools to help you with those strategies.
Well, terrific. I know listeners can find those plans by visiting your website. That URL is offtheclockresumes.com. And you also invite listeners to connect with you on LinkedIn. And we'll be sure to include both URLs in the show notes and the weekly newsletter. And as always, when listeners do reach out to you, I hope they'll mention they heard you on Find Your Dream Job. Now, Steph, given all the great advice you've shared today, what's the one thing you want a listener to remember about how to create and use a job search plan to get hired faster?
Take a breath. Don't get so overwhelmed. These are to be habits, not just one more thing to add onto your plate.
Make sure you never miss an episode of Find Your Dream Job. Subscribe to our free podcast newsletter. You'll get information about our guests and transcripts of every show. Go to maxlist.org/newsletters. Again, that's maxlist.org/newsletters. Next week, our guest will be Anna Gaynor. She's a career strategist and a certified human resources specialist. Anna's company helps people with job search, career development, and workplace well-being. Salary and job title matter when you look for your next position, but so does the workplace. A good one helps you thrive. A bad one makes you dread Mondays. Join us next Wednesday when Anna Gaynor and I talk about how to find a supportive work environment. Until next time, thanks for letting us help you find your dream job. This show is produced by MaxList. Susan Thornton Huff schedules our guests and writes our newsletter. Lisa Kislam-Berry-Anderson manages our social media. Our sound engineer is Matt Fiorillo. Ryan Morrison at Podfly Productions edits the show. Dawn Moll creates our transcripts, and our music is by Freddie Trujillo. This is Mac Pritchard. See you next week.